In Arabic, الطناب means using more words to emphasize or enrich a certain meaning or highlight a certain fact. It is important to differentiate between إسهاب and الطناب because إسهاب is basically wordiness or using more words to no effect. So the aspect of الطناب in its positive sense does not really have an equivalent in English as a literary device. One of the examples of الطناب is found in the story of Musa, peace be upon him, in Surah Taha. We see when Allah asked Musa about what he had in his hand, Musa replied and said,
قَالَ هِيَ عَصَايَ أَتَوَكَّأُ عَلَيْهَا وَأَهُشُّ بِهَا عَلَى غَنَمِي وَلِيَ فِيهَا مَآرِبُ أُخْرَى.
Notice how the answer of Musa, peace be upon him, seems elaborate for just a simple question. Allah only asked him for what he had in his hand, and the answer could have been just, "This is my staff." However, this elaboration, or in this case, الطناب, conveys how much Musa, peace be upon him, wanted to extend the time of the conversation he had with Allah. And this could also be observed in the rest of the surah, in the conversation between Allah and Musa, peace be upon him, replying every time with as many words as possible to extend the time of the conversation with Allah. But that is not the only way we see الطناب used in the Quran. It can also be seen in this ayah.
حافظوا على الصلوات والصلاة الوسطى.
So here Allah added a specific item, الصلاة الوسطى, which is صلاة العصر, to the word الصلوات, which already includes صلاة العصر. But Allah did that to highlight the importance of صلاة العصر so that we can pay more attention to it. And also, in this example,
مَنْ كَانَ عَدُوًّا لِلَّهِ وَمَلَائِكَتِهِ وَرُسُلِهِ وَجِبْرِيلَ وَمِيكَالَ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ عَدُوٌّ لِلْكَافِرِينَ.
Which was a response to the Jews who said that they were enemies of Jibril, but friends of Mikael. And that if Mikael was the one bringing the revelations to the Prophet, peace be upon him, they would have followed him. But because it was Jibril, they refused to become Muslims. And so, Allah revealed this ayah specifying that whoever is an enemy to the angels, then Allah is his enemy. But to leave no room for debating, Allah specifies the names of both Jibril and Mikael, which were the reason why this point was raised in the first place. So to provide a clear-cut answer with no room for interpretation, الطناب was used here to provide this effect. So, while الطناب can be translated in English, understanding its effect as an Arabic literary device can reveal much deeper meaning and understanding of the Quran. Thanks for watching. If you want to start your journey with learning the Quran at any level, start right here to know which is the most suitable route for you. Or you could keep learning by clicking on this lesson. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you next time.